The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 812.
Hey, 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 welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you learn how to leverage the power of mindset. I'm talking about brain power. Leverage your brain power, build your business faster, have more fun, make more money. Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm Dana Wild. I am your host. And if you want to be part of the Train Your Brain Sandbox, then the best way to get involved is to get our free daily newsletter. You can get it over at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra. I know you're going to love it. It's like getting a little happy in your mail every day. Lifts your spirits, makes you feel so good. So today we are going to talk about intentional action. In fact, I'm going to starting today, a multi-episode series all about intentional action, because we've got the six-week intentional action course coming up here at the beginning of the year. And so I think it's important to really understand what is intentional action, how can you leverage it, because it's something very unique to this particular sandbox. When the time this episode airs, we're looking at about 6 weeks before we even do it, because it's a, you know, first of the year type of program. But if you want to start getting in the loop of when it's coming up and pick up something that's really going to help your business, you can go to danawild.com/marketing calendar, danawild.com/marketing calendar, and there is a place for you there to enter your email address, and you get a really cool video and Google Sheet that we use in-house to plan out our year. You know, have you ever gone into the new year and been like, oh man, I'd like to really actually be a real marketer this year and plan out my year of what my promotions are going to be and all that good stuff? Well, head over to danawild.com/marketing calendar and I show you exactly how to do it. In fact, it's the exact way we do it here in-house, and it's free. That's my favorite price. So you can take a look at the video and watch how we pull this together, and it will get you in the loop on the intentional action course coming up too. The reason I want to talk about intentional action, as I mentioned, is because it is very specific to the Train Your Brain Sandbox, because it's a concept that I created when I wrote the Train Your Brain book. The short version, intentional action is the action you take after you've moved yourself to an emotionally positive place. So I'm going to say that again. Intentional action is the action you take after you've moved yourself to an emotionally positive place. So in other words, feel good first, then take action. Feel good first, then take action. And it came about because at the time, I was hearing a lot of people talk about inspired action. And I think inspired action is a great concept too. And I was really thinking like, okay, inspired action. And people would say, when you get an idea, act fast. It's an inspired idea. And I get a lot of ideas, you know, I get a lot of ideas. And so I would get an idea and I'd say, well, is this one inspired? Like, how do I know if this is inspired or if it's not inspired? Because when you get a lot of ideas and when you're generally in a feel good place, it can feel like you've got a lot of inspiration to act on. So I started thinking about it more from a brain standpoint and the way the brain works. And that's when I came up with intentional action. Because the problem right now with the entrepreneurial world, and this will sound very familiar to you and hit home, because we're all living with this, especially with the internet shouting stuff at us all day long. But the entrepreneurial world right now says, work hard, do everything, hustle, be seen, grind. Grit will get you there. The more hours you can work, the better. Face your fear. Get out of your comfort zone. Discipline yourself. Like, I'm already starting to feel depressed just saying all of those words, right? We get all of that just hammered into us all day, every day. You can't be in enough places. You have to discipline yourself to do the things you don't like to do. All of those phrases that we're told are wrong. This doesn't work. This is why so many people go out of business so quickly. And here's why it doesn't work. When you're feeling bad, when you're feeling negative, when you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, you are using your worst brain. Your brain, all the creative pathways get constricted. You get stress and disease and you don't feel like working, and you go out in the world and you go out in the world as your stressed, overtired you. How is that a good thing? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. You don't make good decisions because you're not using a good brain. Like, it's probably just the worst advice you could get is hustle, 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 grind, work hard. Terrible, terrible advice. Don't sleep. You can sleep later. Don't hit the snooze alarm. Get up at the crack of dawn, even if you hate it. Like, it just doesn't make any sense, right? When you really think about it, it's like, why does everybody say this? It doesn't make any sense. So I decided, instead of thinking about getting inspiration, like random inspiration that hits you, and instead of going with the hustle and grind, I thought, what is the best thing for the brain? How can you show up as your best self? How can you use your best brain? And it's simple when you think about it, right? Now that you lay it out, it's like, duh. Intentional action. Feel good first. Feel good first, then take action. After saying all those negative words, I just want to say that feel good first like 20 times. Because don't you just feel elevated when you hear those words? Feel good first. Feel good. Feel good. Put the best you out in the world. Feel good. Why does this work? Why does it work? Well, because when you feel good, now you're using your best brain. You're opening up creative pathways in your brain. You're getting access to good ideas. You're making good choices. You're showing up in the world as the best you. You're relaxed and rested and connected and tapping into your best wisdom that you have to share. And you're showing up as your happy, rested, fun self. You're connecting with people and engaging, and you like them and they like you. And you're making good decisions. And I mean, there's so much that comes from just feeling good first. Feel good first, then take action. That's intentional action. So the first question that most people have when it comes to implementing intentional action is they will say something like, let me see if I got this right. You're saying if I feel bad, then I should just sit around and do nothing until I feel better. Is that right? And here's the answer to that. Not exactly. The answer is, if you feel bad, if you're having a bad day, if you're stressed out, if you're tired, you have only one job, and your one job is feeling good. And most of the time, the vast majority of the time, it usually just takes a few minutes to feel better. It might be getting up and walking around the block. It might be getting up and jumping up and down. It might be saying a mantra or one word 20 times in a row. I dare you to say the word fun, 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 fun 100 times and not feel better, right? So it doesn't take a long time to shift your energy when you get this, when you understand that shifting your energy, getting happy is practical. Shifting your energy gets you better results. You have one job to feel good. Now, sometimes it does take a little bit longer to feel good. Sometimes you're like, you know what? I'm not going to do anything until I have a good nap, or I'm not going to do anything until I have a good night's sleep. Or maybe you're going through an illness, or you're going through some treatments of some kind, and you might be like, you know what? I'm going to just try to manage my emotions and feel better and see how I can manage this, making that my job, getting through this thing that I've got. You know, I've had times where I've gotten a bug and I'm like, you know what? I got 2-3 days of just rest and relaxation and drinking a lot of liquids ahead of me. So, do you just sit around and do nothing until you feel better? No. No, you have one job, feeling good, taking care of yourself, getting yourself back to a good feeling place, getting yourself back to a place where you are your best self. Intentional action, I think I've sold you now why it's so important and why we do it. And I want to have you start taking steps beyond basic awareness, because that's what we're really talking about here in this episode, aren't we? We're talking about awareness. Being aware of how you feel in any given moment so that you can act from your best self. Being aware of whether you're feeling good or not feeling good so that you can act as your best self and show up in the world as your best self. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about the first steps you can take to actually start implementing intentional action in a lot of different ways in your business, not just with basic awareness, although that's probably the most important way. So if you get this, if you get the idea that, okay, if I feel good, I'm going to be taking better action, I'm going to be getting better results, you're most of the way there. But in the next episode, I'm going to give you some steps for implementing intentional action in different ways so that you never have to do anything in your business that you don't want to do again. Think about that. Doesn't that sound amazing? You never have to do anything in your business that you don't want to do. Imagine if your business could be filled with just one fun thing to do after another. Ooh, doesn't that sound good? I know you're going to love it. And I can't wait to start talking with you about it in the next episode, implementing intentional action. So in the meantime, between now and next episode, what will you do? You're going to start practicing those little mantras in the back of your day that sound like, I'm getting good at this. Every day and every way, I'm getting better and better and better at taking intentional action. I'm getting better and better at noticing when I feel good. I'm getting better and better at paying attention to how I feel. I love that I'm getting so good at this and that I'm taking intentional action more often and more consistently. And it feels so good to be aware when I feel good and to take action when I feel good and to be aware when I don't feel so good and to allow myself that time of rest and recuperation. It feels so good to know how to be an intentional brain trainer and how to take intentional action. Ooh, yeah. I love it. It's my favorite, intentional action. We are having some fun now, and I can't wait to continue this discussion in the next episode.